Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You're damn right it's the final countdown, baby. Spadoni, Shasky, game six.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Tonight, Chase Center. Rockets, Warriors, Warriors up. 3-2. Curry, Butler, Green, Pods, Buddy Hield, Moses Moody, who's showing up tonight? I need the fans to show up tonight. That's a fact. 6 o'clock. Get off work early. I don't know what you're doing. If you're going to the Giants game, going to the Rockies game. No. I need all the energy focused on Chase Center. And I love the Verlanders. I love Yastrzemskis of the world. I love Bo Mel. But tonight, there's only one game that matters. And it's that one at Chase Center. And we got coverage of that starting at 5 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs will take over Warriors Live. And then Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call. We got it all. I'm so damn fired up, Joe Shasky. Good morning.
Oh, dude, tonight. We're going to win tonight. I can feel it.
It's the final countdown.
I got a good night's sleep last night. I'm ready to go. We're going to win today. And Willard and Dibs, are they going to be at Chase Center?
Great question. We'll get on that.
Because I would assume that Mark is going to bring handcuffs to arrest Dylan Brooks on the spot after listening to their show yesterday. I mean, he is so fired up about Dylan Brooks and the gamesmanship and the crossing the line. It was fascinating radio, man. I mean, some of the analogies that I was listening to yesterday, and I love them. It was a great show. I was stuck in traffic going all throughout the city yesterday. I had a million tasks to do, and I was listening to Willard and Dibs, and maybe we slept on it. Maybe you and I didn't even, maybe we what do they call it, bury the lead?
Well, we were so focused on that fake comeback from the Braxton Keys and the Kevin Knoxes of the world. We were blinded to the actual post-game sound of Dylan Brooks going at Stephen Curry's injured hand. And we'll get to that in a second. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. 888-957-9570.
I'm so fired up for tonight. Let's go.
Like,
I have one guy, and I'm teasing it, one guy that I need to cut the water off.
Number one?
Yeah, one guy.
Go. I'm not saying it. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to play something.
Well, I was filibustering. I can't find anymore. You know, it's hard. I don't have my normal.
I looked at you over there. You were thumbing something on that screen.
Yeah, no. I see. This is what the screen looks like going behind the curtains. I used to know where everything is, but things have gotten shifted. I'm no longer a producer. I don't got control over the board anymore. I used to dictate what the board looks like.
Yeah.
I don't get that anymore. But here it is. I found it.
Number one.
There we go. What's the number one thing?
Glad we found that one.
Save the segment. Look, tonight, you got to get there early. Okay, the game starts at 6. And I think
o'clock.
One thing that I've been thinking about long and hard is, especially driving through the city yesterday, is you better leave your house a little earlier than whatever you think you should, because traffic is kind of a nightmare everywhere due to construction and just congestion overall.
Bay Bridge has been brutal. I've heard from people that are commuting in the late afternoon. I know nothing about that because I get out of here at 10, but, you know, neither here nor there. And I'm not going to complain about traffic because, again, 95.7 The Game, put it on the dial. We'll be right there with you. Or download the free Odyssey app and take us there, too.
So it's been, you know, a couple of months doing the 4-hour show. You've been waking up early for quite some time.
Yeah.
And trust me, we're going to get all into some of the stats. There's a stat Bonte put out that I couldn't believe yesterday, and he's coming into studio today at 9 o'clock, that to me is as sad and as telling a stat as you can come up with. And we'll get to it in a second. But now that you've done the 4-hour shows for a couple of months, all right, do you understand the plight of what I go through, which is by the time Wednesday, Thursday, Friday hits, I want to walk and run out the door, because the lifestyle of waking up at 3:30 versus 4:30 might as well be a 12-hour difference in your sleep every single day.
Well, again, I'm with you on that. I think a lot of people look at Friday the same, where they just want to get the hell out of there. But specifically for the overnight and early morning workers, there is a sense of freedom when you get out at 10 or 10:30 and you still got your morning, or at least like half of the morning still, an hour and a half, I guess. And then the rest of your day is just open. It is great because it's not the same on a Thursday, right? Or a Wednesday. It's just like, all right, I still got my whole day. I got to go to sleep still at 7:30. No, tonight, hell, I can stay up late. That's like 9 o'clock for me. I can stay up till 9 tonight. I feel like such an old man when I say that, but it's true. Like, staying up late for me these days, like at 10 o'clock is like, might as well be 1 in the morning.
Well, if you don't
get your naps in. Isn't that sad? I'm 31. It shouldn't be like that.
If you don't get your naps in, you're done data, is what I would say.
Well, that's the thing. The naps are so tricky too, because if you take too long of a nap, then it ruins everything.
Yeah.
And you feel lethargic. You got to have that little siesta, right? 20, 25, 30 minutes. And then if you got the little guy on you, then they're making sure you don't really nap sometimes.
Well, when he naps, I nap.
You have
when he wakes up, I wake up.
When I move, you move.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And look, we're fired up today. You know, I walk into the studio and Lubman's in a great mood. He's wearing the chromed out, all white. I mean, that thing's got Miami white.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's Miami white out. Yeah.
He's got the Steph Curry. What is that jersey? What would you even describe that?
It's what? I think it's like the 2019 All-Star jersey or something
like that. Oh, it's the All-Star jersey. It is so cool. It's a clean look.
Of course it's an All-Star jersey because it was so nondescript.
It's so white. Yeah. The white tee he's wearing under looks like the Giants' creamsicles.
It's true.
Don't bring up them.
But it's perfect for Sam Lubman's complexion. You're looking good this morning, Sam. Shout out Steven Rizzotto behind
the
glass.
We're going to do this, boys? Well, let's go. We cannot get to a game seven. There is no one in the Bay thinks that this gets to a game seven.
No, it ends tonight.
To win tonight. This has got, you have to win written all over it.
I think a couple people called me a wet blanket on air yesterday because I kept saying this wasn't the end of the world, that loss. Am I going to be a wet blanket again if I say, technically not a must win. If you lose tonight, you can still win on Sunday in Houston. Again, I'm sure Nahegan's like, no, you got to create urgency. There's urgency. You would like to take care of business tonight and then play in Minnesota on Monday as opposed to winning on Sunday potentially and then having just a day off in between and traveling, and then Tuesday you would play because that's what awaits you in the next round. Minnesota Timberwolves have advanced now, and they're awaiting the winner of this Rockets-Warriors series. But I hear you. I would like to win tonight. But again, I'm reminded of a couple years ago, last time they had a first-round series, the same exact scenario happened. And I'm bringing it up because you called your brother this morning, Pat, and we were talking and chopping shop about Xbox and PlayStation and Halo and Twisted Metal and all of it, Grand Theft Auto. And you guys were there, and I'm sure you felt like you were feeling right now. Like, we got to win this one. We're going to put these guys away. You were feeling great. You were feeling on top of the world. And what happened? What happened?
They got blown out.
By the Sacramento Kings.
It wasn't even a game. But I think this team is different than that team.
It is different. But I'm saying that confidence that you had after that game was like, oh boy, we're not going to win. We have to go up to Sacramento.
No doubt.
Like, that place is going to be nuts. They're going to be fired up.
The context difference, though, for me, and the reason why I think this one is so, like, tonight is everything to me. And I think the Warriors will treat it as such, is because this team exerted so much energy just to get into the playoffs. And the way that the play-in situation kind of shook out, that I think they are way more exhausted right now than what they were back then against the Kings. They need the ample rest Saturday, Sunday to get ready for Monday if they win to face Minnesota. If you lose this one and we go to game seven, whether you're losing game seven or not, you're losing to Minnesota in a 4 or 5-game series. That's how important tonight is. Tonight swings not only this series, I think it swings the next series. I think it's a pendulum. Now, is it an uphill battle against against Minnesota, excuse me, if you were to get the job done? Absolutely. I think tonight is so pivotal, it can end the season, whether it ends in a game seven or they win game seven and move on to the next round. I truly believe it has that big of a hangover.
Warriors 5-point favorites tonight at home, according to DraftKings, over the Houston Rockets. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And as you mentioned, Bonta Hill joining us 9 o'clock for the entire hour. I think we got a little wee ready for him at that time. I need an oh baby in my life, and he's fired up for this game. Absolutely. Bonta Hill, Warriors pre and post game coverage for NBC Sports Bay Area. And obviously right here, 95.7 The Games.
I like this little game that I like to play. It's called, you know, calling out names. And I just want to call someone out. Not because I don't like the player, but because I need them to play a way better basketball game. And I'm starting with one person. And I want to hear from the audience. 888-957-9570. Like, you get to call out one player on the Warriors.
I like this.
One player. Could be anyone you want.
Number one.
All right? One player, and they have to just play better. All right? Not. I don't care what your expectations are. You could give me raw numbers or whatever. I'm calling out Draymond Green. And the reason why I'm calling out Draymond Green is because I think Draymond's had a very poor series in general. He scored 32 points. He's had 15 turnovers and 17 personal fouls. He has the same amount of personal fouls and turnovers as he has points right now.
It's always fun, Gary.
And look, normally I'm not asking him to score, but I think in this series, it is incumbent on him to score. But not only does he have the turnovers, not only does he have a lot of personal fouls, to me, it's the very minimal assist number He has only 11 assists through five games. That is very un-Draymond-like. Look, I'm okay with him not scoring a ton in every game if he's facilitating, if he's helping others. But when he's committing fouls and he's in foul trouble, when he's turning the ball over, when he's not scoring and he's not assisting, he's not a plus-plus player on this team. And for them to advance and for them to beat this team and Şengün and these guys, they need him to be a plus-plus player. Now, he's not the only guy who needs to play better. All the guys need to play. Jimmy's got to play better. Steph leads this team in turnovers in this series with 19 turnovers. I'll say that again. Five games, 19 turnovers for the Chef. Okay? But
not good.
But I also understand he's got a lot on his plate. And Draymond does too. But Draymond cannot have the same amount of turnovers and personal fouls as he has points. He cannot have two assists per game. Tonight is the night I need Draymond to have a signature Draymond game. I'm calling out Draymond. I'm expecting Draymond. I need Draymond. We want Draymond. Let's go, Draymond. We need you.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. There you go. A few good men reference right there. Always love some Jackie Nick at 6:18 in the morning. I don't think anyone calls him that, but I am. By the way, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Josh is calling out Draymond Green. Who are you calling out tonight?
He hasn't had a good series. I'm not trying to...
No.
He's had moments. He's played situationally very well. For example, the defense on Şengün late. He had multiple steals in the game one win. In the game where they won without Jimmy, he was brilliant down the stretch. I'm talking about to start the game. I'm talking about the bulk of the game. We need a better Draymond Green. I think he would admit it as well.
Okay. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The one Golden State Warrior you are calling out to step up tonight. Doesn't mean they've had a bad series. Doesn't mean they haven't been good. But you need them to step up in a big way tonight. Who is that Golden State Warrior for you? 888-957-9570. To your point on Draymond, and I'll give mine, that is the matchup that's going to dictate this game. It's Şengün versus Draymond. That was the shot towards the... I think that's what it comes to, for me anyways.
Okay, that's
for other people, it might be something else.
No, I wonder what
people would think. But Şengün's been the model of consistency in this series, and I've been extremely impressed with him. I'm going to be on League Pass Spadoni. I've watched the Houston Rockets when they play the Warriors. Yeah. And I know he's a guy,
I've seen them 7, 8, 9, maybe 9 times.
Exactly. Like, I know what I'm getting from Dylan Brooks. I know what I'm mostly getting for Fran VanVleet, although he's been incredible the last two games specifically. Like, and all the young guys built into it, but Şengün in particular, that guy was their all-star this season. And he's been playing like it. He was a rebound and assist shy, of a triple-double. He's been incredible. The 9 assists cannot happen. That is a number that scares the hell out of me. 9 assists for Şengün, that means everyone's eaten on that team.
Yeah.
Not only him, because he's getting his double-double. That's baked into the equation no matter what. Can you make the efficiency go down if you're Draymond Green tonight? Make him work just a little bit harder every single time. I'm actually not mad when Jimmy Butler does get on him. I think that's a look that they can use at times. But I don't love it.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
It's a size disadvantage.
Correct. And he will use it. And he is crafty. And he is big. And he is strong. And I get it. We could think he's a punk. We could think all that things. But you know what? He's really good. Whatever you think about him, Dylan Brooks, I think we might have underestimated the Rockets just a little bit. Maybe I did too.
I did.
They've come to play, and I've come away very impressed with them. But this is where the dream comes to die for them tonight at Chase Center. This is where it should become a nightmare for them. Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green are all Hall of Famers. There's not one Hall of Famer on that Houston Rockets team right now. Very good players. Maybe they have Hall of Fame careers, some of them. Not right now. This is where you lean on the vets, whether it's Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph. And that's the guy I'm calling out, the last name I just mentioned. Stephen Curry, to have a Stephen Curry night-night performance at Chase Center. How bothered is he by that thumb injury? I'm not sure. He's wearing the wrap. He's not going to make it an excuse. It's clearly, it's something, though, if he struggled these last two games. It's not everything, but it's part of the equation.
Doesn't it feel like we're going to have a good feel about what this team looks like and how prepared they are in that first quarter?
Well, Steve Kerr said that yesterday. He talked about that him knowing after the first three fouls of the last game, game 5, he said, I don't think we're mentally going to be right today. We're not as locked in as we should have been. He knew that.
I appreciate him saying, as a coach, and I'm sure you know that too.
When you watch, like my guys just don't have it today. Whatever it is, it's just baked into the equation. Maybe they just were. They have one in their back pocket. They're up 3-1. We could take this one off. We're going back home. But they weren't locked in mentally early in that game, and it showed. And the Rockets were, and they took them to task, and they dropped 40 on their ass in the first quarter. Golden State had 24, and the game was basically over. You're going to know a lot about this game. I agree. In this first quarter. The intensity, the attention to detail,
who's
the turnovers.
Aggressive?
Who's aggressive? Who's hesitant?
Yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
You're going to know early on in this game because the last thing anyone wants is an exact replica of what happened in the first quarter of last game. Not to say it'd be a 16-point lead, but I don't want 30 from the Houston Rockets.
No.
That's the last thing you want.
No.
Their offense being hot again in the first quarter. So you have to dictate that on the defensive end. And that's where your boy Draymond comes in. That's where Jimmy Butler comes in. Is it going to be Buddy Hield in the starting rotation? I don't know. Is it going to be Moses Moody in the starting rotation? We'll see. Brandon Pajemski, he's got to keep that defense on Fred VanVleet. Stephen Curry, where's he at? I know he had a great game against Jalen Green in game one. Can you have something like that? Again, Jalen Green hasn't been great scoring the ball, but I thought he looked a lot better last game. So 888-957-9570, the one Golden State Warrior you are calling out tonight to step up in game six at Chase Center is who? Shasky's going Draymond. I'm going Steph. Who are you taking? 888-957-9570.
You know, Joe, you keep referencing Şengün, and I don't think you're wrong, but man, the guy that's really like done them in the last couple of games is Fred VanVleet.
Sure.
And, you know, Bonte put out a stat that basically said that Fred VanVleet has been better from three in the series than Steph Curry.
It's crazy. That's actually insane considering he was shooting, what, like 20% heading into it?
It's unreal. Fred VanVleet, 18 of 47 from three. Steph Curry, 19 of 48.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie. It's actually kind of insane. But when you take a step back, it kind of makes sense, right? Like, the last two games were incredible for Fred VanVleet, and Stephen Curry's really had, like, two games, right? So, right? That kind of makes sense at the end of it. But
there's a Grand Canyon gap between what we expect from those players.
No, I'm totally with you. And you, to your credit, you and Bonte were like, yeah, you know, Fred VanVleet, he's going to come around. Like, there's going to be some games where, like, he's too good of a player. He's an all-star and he's a champion.
They got to shut his water off.
Yes. Transition three-pointers, when he just runs to his spot and pulls up.
I'm
assuming it's going in.
I know.
It's off the dribble where you got to make him work and earn his money because he's not that player.
And you got to attack him.
Yes.
When he's on defense, he's the mark. He's the guy that needs to be isolated.
Yep.
You need to get him in the action. Hence why I go back to Draymond. Who has Fred VanVleet been guarding in the half court?
Draymond
Green, right? And I know he's capable of it. We know he can do it. He has got to exploit that matchup.
Well, he's got like 6 or 7 inches. Like, just go at him. Like, do a spin-a-rooney. Like, I remember when Kuminga, like, who actually got minutes a couple games ago, where he had that spin move off the baseline on him, just make him look foolish. I was like, do that. He's not tall. You got the length on him. We're up against it. We're going to take a quick break. Come on back. 888-957-9570. The one Golden State Warrior you are calling out tonight. Mike is on 880. We'll get to him. Get to Mike on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
You want me on that wall.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Well done. That's great producing right now. You got the Houston rapper Chamillionaire riding dirty still. This is one of the sickest beats still. I think this came out like when I was in 7th or 8th grade. You got like Nerdy Joe looking like Harry Potter, like listening to this song. I should have been listening to White and Nerdy, but I was listening to this instead. And then you got Dylan Brooks there. That Mark Willard probably feels is riding dirty these days. But there, that was him saying, yeah, man, like it's part of the game. You hurt. I'm going to try to expose it.
I'm 100% with him. Like it is part of the game. And look, is there gray area? There's always gray area, right? Like, but it's called gamesmanship. It's what you do in sports. Like great example, right? You don't just throw up and in to throw up and in. You throw up and in to back somebody off the plate, right?
Yes.
Is it within the rules?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, now, do you want to hit anyone? Not necessarily. It's not your intent. That's called sports. This is what you have. You're trying to gain advantages. If you know somebody's compromised on the mound, they can't move, maybe they can't throw over to first, you're going to test them.
Well, it was funny you brought that up because Barry Bonds, I forget who he was talking with. It was on some sort of podcast, and I apologize, whoever the podcast was, because it was a really good interview. And they were asking him like, oh, Shohei Ohtani, you think he could be like really good? Like if he played in your era, he's like, yeah, of course, he'd still be like a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
Would he be able to do what he's doing consistently, like all the time? Probably not, because people would be hitting him and going at him and throwing inside and letting him know, like, back off, or like, they like people like today don't realize, and baseball players and or baseball fans, like 90s, early 2000s, like it was different. The intensity thrown at people, like there was actual animosity, Joe, and anger and a chippiness and just doing things to win. That was part of the game. Now you throw near someone's head and it was an accident. Oh my God, he's trying to kill him. It's like, dude, like
I'm listening to Mark yesterday, Mark Willard. And I love Mark. We just disagree on some things when it comes to, you know, he probably disagrees with a bunch of my takes. And that's fine. But I'm listening to him yesterday. His favorite player is Will Clark. Will is known for sliding in late to Jose Oquendo, sparking one of every Giants fan who's of a certain age favorite brawl of all time, Cardinals-Giants 1987, right? Like, you think that wasn't gamesmanship and trying to, like, send a message? That's what all these guys are doing. You know, the New York Giants in the 80s were trying to take out Joe Montana. Now, I understand football and basketball and baseball, there's differences, there's nuances to it, right? I don't personally believe, I don't believe Dylan Brooks is a bad guy. I don't think he's actually trying to hurt Steph Curry. Do I think he's trying to gain advantages? Absolutely. Does my guy Draymond Green do similar things? Yeah, he does. You know, but he's wearing my laundry, and so I root for him. And so I acknowledge that I'm going to be inconsistent with some of my opinions when it comes to these guys. Does Dylan Brooks drive me nuts? Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But I'm not going to show up at Chase Center tonight like the feds, ready to kick the door down and arrest Dylan Brooks because he said the quiet part out loud.
I want to be clear, and I think you're going to be clear with this in lockstep with me right here. We're not saying like this is like bounty gate. We're against stuff like that. When you're legitimately getting paid to go after people like the Saints were doing with Greg Williams and try to like get people knocked out of the game.
Joe, it's professional sports.
No, that's different than just someone. No. Like real quick, because like you're getting paid to like go at someone's head. That's different for me. There's difference between within a given game or series. Like, oh man, that guy's like he's got a bum leg or his ankle's not so good. I'm going to try to cross him up. I'm going to try to isolate him. I'm going to try to go at him. I'm going to foul him extra hard if he has a sore wrist when it's within the letter of the law. Maybe I do a Jimmy Butler tomahawk chop. Like, that's going to, I'm not going to get mad at certain stuff like that. It's when it's premeditated, getting paid for it, and like going at people's toes. There's a difference there.
That I agree.
And I think a lot of people are having a hard time like separating the two. Like, this is a given series. Steph's got a hurt thumb. It's not his head. It's not an ACL. It's not anything like that. It's a thumb, and he smacks, and Dylan Brooks smacked his hand. And it's going to hurt. It's going to linger. And Steph's not going to complain about it. He's going to say, hey, I would like for them to call a foul, but I'm not going to, like, sit here and cry about it.
It just sounds soft to me. I'm just calling it like I see it. Like, and I know a lot of Warrior fans are feeling some kind of way. Look, if I were to slow things down and show you a million different replays across the board, my team, the other team, closing out on players. You'd be like, that's a dirty box out. That's a dirty closeout. Like, was Zaza dirty when he tried to close out on Kawhi? Or was that in the gray area?
Well, didn't they change a rule after that?
So. They did. Yeah. The landing thing. But even then, Joe, like,
The Buster Posey one, right? Was that quote unquote dirty when he got his?
It was a part of the game at the time.
Now
we've created rules, and so look, man, I think we're
overthinking.
We've lost what it is. This is sports at the highest, competition at its highest, and yeah, these guys are gonna cross the line every now and then, and we've been rooting for a guy that's like habitually crossed the line for over a decade. And we may not love it, and we can say, you know, on this situation, he was wrong. On that one, he wasn't. But we also have to acknowledge, like, that is a part of pro sports. And there are certain guys, whether we hate it, love it, whatever, they're goons, and that's their job. Their job is to muck it up. That's how they win.
I don't
win.
Like Dylan Brooks.
You know, that's how they win. You know, Justin Smith used to hold offensive linemen.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best at it. He would hold them. Technically, you know, not part of the rules. And now he's not trying to get anyone hurt or whatever. Chop blocks. Like, I can go in any sport and go for a million different things. Hey. Now, does Dylan do some stuff that doesn't look good? Yeah, no doubt. But I also don't think he's this malicious villain that, you know, is trying to injure Steph Curry at every single turn. That's where I draw the line. I go, all right, come on, man. Like, come on. Especially after watching the quarterback. And that doesn't mean he can't be, like, anyone could do a dumb move. Like, I've done things that I totally regret that are just stupid, that are out of my character. But, like, having watched that Olympic doc on him, I don't think he's as bad as everyone thinks he is.
Steve Kerr, actually, he was on with Mark Willard and Dan Dibley yesterday, as he is each and every week throughout these playoffs, was asked about Brooks swiping at Curry's thumb. Take a listen.
I believe that this is the highest level of competition, and I think, you know, these are the best players in the world, and they are going to do whatever is within the rules to win the game, and I'm not going to fault anybody for that. And so I just feel strongly that the league has gone down this path the last couple of years where they've decided that they call it the high five, you know, where if you high five a shooter, that's legal. Like, meaning if the ball is released and then you high five the guy, that's not a foul. Now, anybody who's ever played pickup basketball will tell you, you get high-fived on a shot, it's really hard to make a shot. And so I can tell you, all 30 coaches, as I said, we all believe that should be a foul if you high-five a guy. The league decided that it was not. And what happened then was the same thing that happens with every rule that the league institutes. The players figure out how to game the system.
So Steve Kerr saying every guy is going to try to get a leg up no matter what. And Steve Kerr,
spot on.
Who do you play with in the Chicago Bulls? Dennis Rodman. You don't think he was trying to get a leg up on everything? You don't think Michael Jeffrey Jordan was doing everything in his power to exploit a weakness?
Rodman,
constantly? I mean, Pippen? All those guys.
I mean, it's sports. You're always looking for little advantages. And I agree with Steve. Like, does the rule probably need to get looked at?
Sure.
Like, yeah. But I also agree with, like, these guys are going to try to manipulate whatever the rules are to try to gain certain advantages. And right. That's every sport. That's every team. And if you're not, I'm questioning why we're not doing it. You know what I mean? Like, aren't you?
888-957-9570 is the number. Fair or foul, as we go, John Curley, on Dylan Brooks swiping at Stephen Curry's thumb. You heard it from that coach. He said it's legal. Like, are you feeling some type of way about it? Like Mark Willard was yesterday.
Let's go 3 weeks ago. What happened when Ja turned his ankle? What was I?
You were saying go at him.
Yeah.
He's on the court. You have to exploit him, put him in pick and roll situations, and just.
I was losing my mind. I'm like, you need to test that ankle. You need to go at him. He's the compromised individual. In sports, when you see a vulnerability, you exploit it and you attack it. That's what they do. That's what the coaches do. That's what organizations do. That's what players do. Like, And I was ticked off. We didn't go at him more in that particular game.
You see
game.
It in the NFL all the time. I get it, albeit that is a contact sport. And I'd argue basketball is, in a way, as well, a contact sport. There's bodies banging against each other
all the time.
There's a physical element, but it's not quite, but not to the level of the NFL. But in the NFL, if you notice a quarterback got knocked on his shoulder, and like you notice like he's grimacing, the defensive coordinator, whether it's Steve Spagnuolo, whether it's our guy Robert Saleh, they're like, oh, okay, let's sell out to stop the run and force them to throw. Let's test this guy's arm right now. Let's see it.
Yeah.
Let's see it. Show me that your arm's okay. And you're gonna do that whether it's early in a game because they're paying attention to the injury reports. Mm-hmm. Are they not? Like if Jimmy Garoppolo had a sore shoulder or something, right? I'm just using it as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Or let's just use Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Sore shoulder.
Well, elbow.
There you
go. What, you don't think every team in the league is like, oh, let's try to go out his arm.
Right?
Of course they are.
What were they doing when it was bad weather or bad elements against Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
It's like, throw the ball, dude. Let's see you can do it.
100%.
Is that like games? Is that dirty? No, that's called like, I'm going to do that because I know and I feel like you're going to make a mistake.
Yes.
Or you're going to miss or you're going to be.
So
like,
I guess where I always say like, where do you draw the line? Right? Like, no, look, I draw the line at this, like on the play with Gary Payton. Where in I'm doing Memphis series where Dylan
that was a dirty play.
That was a dirty play. Yes. I think it's pretty clear. When Draymond stomps Sabonis, I saw that as a very dirty play.
When Ndamukong Suh stomped Aaron Rodgers on Thanksgiving, that was a dirty play.
Exactly, right? Hacking Steven Adams to get him out of the game, that's not dirty to me. That's called gamesmanship. That's called strategy. That's called trying to gain a competitive edge and get that player off the floor.
Yep.
Now, you get where I'm going with this?
No, I absolutely do.
And look, I understand that there's levels to it, but that is kind of a loophole in the rules. Hack a guy and try to slow it down, get him to the free throw line. This is a huge gray area. I'm going all over the map here on this one, but I don't think that Dylan Brooks is doing anything that we wouldn't want our players doing.
Mike is on the 880 and Oreo Cookie is in Oakland. We'll get both of you on the other side. We're still doing our call-outs tonight. The one Golden State Warrior you are calling out tonight to step up for Game 6 is who? Again, Chase Center, 6 o'clock. That's the tip. Get there early. We want to see all Dub Nation. Get there, the crowd going, the party, everything. We want everyone to be in their seats for first quarter tip-off. Be there or be square. Coverage of that starts at 5 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game with Warriors Live. Then again, Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call on this side. Real quick, Joe, before we go.
Yeah, look, I'm not saying you can't sports hate Dylan Brooks. I'm here for the sports hate because I hate us too. I hate him too.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Dub Nation is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Is that the guy that needs to step up tonight? Brandon Pajemski. He was sensational a couple games ago. But game 5, 3-7, 2-4, 8 points, 4 assists. He wasn't the problem. Problem was they couldn't stop a lick on defense. 40 points in last game for the Houston Rockets. 40 points in the first quarter. That can't happen tonight, Joe. It just can't. So that's why I'm telling everyone, I'm urging them all day, get there early, get that crowd noise pumping, get in rhythm early on in this game, get to a lead, and don't let it go. Force the Houston Rockets to play from behind is what I want for most of this game. I don't want them to be able to dictate the pace early on in it. And they've been able to do that for the most part. Even though they were down at 1.31, it's now 3-2. I feel like they've been able to dictate the pace more often than not. Can the Warriors flip that script tonight is what I wonder. 888-957-9570. As we're brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're calling out people as well. Shasky called out Draymond Green to step up tonight for Game 6 to wrap this thing up. He's calling out Draymond Green to have a big game. I'm calling out Stephen Curry to have a big game. Who are you calling out? Not saying they've been horrible. Not saying they haven't been good at times. But we need that on a big boy performance. And you're looking at Draymond, and I'm looking at Steph. Who are you looking at? 888-957-9570.
Yeah, and look, we acknowledge these players are good, and we need them to win. You just want them to play better, a better version. And I think when it comes to the Warriors, you could point at pretty much anybody. You could point at the coach. You could point at the team itself, certain strategies to exploit, role players, starters. You know, like, who's in your starting lineup tonight? Are you rolling with Buddy Hield? Are you going with Moses Moody? Do you try Quentin Post after a horrific game the other day? I mean, everybody played bad outside of a handful of bench guys who might not even play in this game. So I don't know what they're going to do. How much zone are they going to run? How are they going to attack the zone defense of the Houston Rockets? I have 50 questions and not a lot of answers.
Maybe Mike on 880 does. He's been hanging on tight. 888-957-9570. Mike, thank you for your patience. Good morning. Who are you calling out tonight for Game 6?
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. You guys are doing a good job. I'm going to call out. Everybody needs to step it up, but I'm going to say Quentin Post. He gets playing time, but he's really soft in the paint. When was the last time you ever seen him go up strong for like a dunk or anything? He's loose down there. I'd rather see Trayce Jackson-Davis get the time that he's getting. The only thing that he does good is he can shoot a three every now and then, but he doesn't do anything for us in the paint, rebounds. That's who I'm going to call out. Thank you.
Okay. All right, it's called QP, Quentin Post. Interesting. What do you make of that, Joe?
Well, he tried to lay down a pretty ferocious dunk on Steven Adams in game 4.
tried.
Yeah, I mean, there were, you know, it was a foul called, and so he ended up going to the free throw line. He had a couple of little turnaround hook shots. Game five wasn't good, but he was good in game four, especially in that first half. So, but I'm not mad at him identifying that he needs to be tougher. I don't know if TJD plays in this game. I really don't know. I might try him for a minute or two and just see if you get a little something. He's a little bouncier than Looney. I would assume Looney gets 10 to 15 minutes, though.
When this team is at its best and Quinton Post is a part of that, what are you getting from him usually?
9 to 12 points, a couple three balls.
Thank you. That's what I need from him. Just do that. If he can do that for me, 3 of 5, hell, 2 of 3, 3 of 4, like something like, give me that.
Yeah.
That's fine with me. I'm not asking him to be double-digit 15-point guy. Give me a couple, if you get me an offensive board or two, great. That'd be awesome. Give me a couple defensive rebounds. Awesome. An assist here or there, that'd be an amazing game for Quinton Post. Just, if you know you don't have it shooting the ball-wise, that's okay. Be a facilitator. Look to facilitate more.
You've gotten two pretty good games out of him.
You have.
Game three and game four.
You have.
You know, I mean, 12 rebounds in one game. Like, if I would have told you going into the series, hey, Quinton's going to have a really good first half that's going to, you know, propel you to a win, and he's going to have a game where he rebounds, you know, gets 12 boards.
Yeah.
You'd have probably signed up for that. He's a rookie.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. Who are you calling out tonight? Mike was calling out Quinton Post. Who's Oreo Cookie calling out tonight? Oreo, happy Friday, man. What's up?
Hey, what up, fellas? Happy Friday, man, to you guys. Before I get to the person that I want to call out, let me paint the picture here for you real quick. We are two perimeter offensive-oriented team. The grenades are coming, and we're just shooting threes, man, and I hate that. So I want to play inside out. So having said that, the person that I'm calling out is Jimmy freaking Buckets. All right, I'm calling you out, brother. Your IQ is off the hook. You said it yourself. You hate turnovers. What's hurting us right now is turnovers. So I need you, Jimmy, to get in that lane when we're on defense, and I need you to grab that rebound and bring it up the court. Don't give it up until we're ready to shoot, buddy. Speaking of buddy, I don't know about that dude today, right? You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it lit. Let's keep it positive. But, Jimmy, I need you to grab that ball, and I need you to hold on to it. I need you to make the decision. I need 35 points from you tonight with 10 rebounds, and we going to take it, baby.
Wow, he's calling out Jimmy Buckets to have a Jimmy Buckets performance and playoff Jimmy arrival. 888-957-9570. I'll say this because he's mentioned the turnovers. Jimmy Butler, that's not a problem for him. Jimmy Butler has had one turnover this entire series, and it was in game one. Jimmy Butler's had one turnover. He doesn't turn the ball. He does not turn the ball over. He mentioned IQ. That is what he has, and he takes care of the ball. Having said that, maybe I'd like him to, I don't know, handle the ball a little bit more if he's going to be protecting it at the rhythm and rate that he's doing it. One turnover, Joe. Proof is in the pudding.
I can see
let him
that.
Have the ball more.
Yeah, I think they could also utilize him. They're going to do a lot of like cross screens to try to get matchups to set something up. I would do some off-ball screens to get Fred VanVleet guarding Jimmy Butler and let Jimmy like work him going downhill, whether that's, you know, facing him up, whether that's in the mid block or the low post. Find a way to isolate Jimmy on Fred VanVleet.
I don't think it's a coincidence that in their two losses, you didn't get much from Jimmy Butler. Obviously, you didn't get much because of him in game two yeah. because he was out. He only played 8 minutes.
Good point.
But you lost it because he didn't have him. And then, you know, in the last game on Wednesday, he had 8 points. He was 2 of 10 early on. It wasn't good. It wasn't good enough early on in that game. And he was looking like he was hampered. They looked like mentally that they were not locked in. So I'm looking for a mentally locked in Jimmy Butler early on in this game. Stephen Curry, Draymond, I don't want any sloppy turnovers early. If that happens early on in this game, then yeah, there's going to be some problems because you know who's going to be taking it and picking it up on the other side. It's going to be Amen Thompson, and no one, not even Jimmy, not even Draymond, is going to be able to keep up with that guy when he gets a full head of steam. You're just not. He's too physically gifted. I saw his brother yesterday even, and it was a sick move from Jalen Brunson there to ice that game, that three-pointer late. But Asar, his brother, I think I'm pronouncing, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, for the Detroit Pistons, his twin, he was guarding Jalen Brunson late in that game, and he was doing a pretty good job. And then, you know what? Credit Jalen Brunson. He has the three, and the Knicks advance, and they're playing the Celtics in the second round. So they got the Eastern Conference second round matches. They're all matched up now. Pacers, Cavs, Celtics, Knicks. And what's it going to be tonight? Are we going to find out our second round matchup here when it comes to the Minnesota Timberwolves and who is going to be playing them? Is it going to be the Warriors if they win tonight? If they don't, they'll have an opportunity Sunday, but then you're playing with fire, and potentially the Houston Rockets can complete the comeback, and they'd be hosting it in Houston. So you want to take care of business tonight. I say all that to say that. So there you go.
He brought up Buddy Hield. I mean, does anyone have any feel for which Buddy we're going to get?
No.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde?
No, he's, in fact, you know what?
Then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle.
He's outside of the circle of trust. Sorry, that was Jack Burns, Meet the Parents. He's out of Spadoni's circle of trust right now. He's out. Get back in.
The tightrope of the Buddy Hield experience is, man, he gets you all the way from one building to the other, or you could fall to your death.
Jesus.
And just be absolutely awful. Oh, there's like no in between.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, it feels like whenever we do have a big
all or nothing.
Okay. But if this game is going to come down to Buddy Hield in his 3-point shots, yeah, I'm going to feel a little nervous.
Yeah,
but
it's terrifying.
But it might, to your point. So I get what you're saying. It was a little graphic for me this early in the morning. But hey, he was Alfred. That's what Jimmy called him. Maybe even another Alfred performance tonight.
Huh? Alfred's reliable. He's always there for you. I don't know if Alfred's the greatest of the analogies, but I hear you.
Alfred's not going to be there when you're fighting Mr. Freeze and you're fighting the Joker. Like
Alfred's like Ron Adams.
Alfred's there in the early moments, getting you ready for it, and he's nursing you back to health.
Yeah, but when you're
Ron Adams, that's a great.
When you're like about to pass away, and then he's like, "Hey, I'm going to send the Batwing to you." You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, the Batwing shows up.
And then the next morning, he has your tea and paper. There you go. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. I'm sure Laughing Monk is going to be popping today, covering that Golden State Warriors game, whether you're out in Sunnyvale, whether you're out here in San Francisco. Steve Kerr joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And I have a great cut that I want to do here. And he needs to talk about being ready for this game. I found it. Being ready for game 5. And I think you and I are in lockstep. It just didn't look like they were ready. Like emotionally, like mentally, I don't know what it was. They didn't look ready in that first quarter, and it showed. And Steve Kerr talked about who that's on. Is it on the players? Is it on the coaches? Who's it on?
It's always on us. You know, that's the whole point of being a team. It's the whole point of coaching. You're a group. You're together, and you succeed together. You fail together, and so there's no blame. It's just we have to do it, together as a team, and it's my job to help them prepare for that. So I'm very confident that we will be ready to go tomorrow night.
I mean, ultimately, like it's game 6. And it's an elimination game potentially for the Houston Rockets. Like you should have, that shouldn't be a question at this point. Like if you're the head coach, I shouldn't have to like do any motivated speeches. I shouldn't have to tell them what's at stake. They know that. I mean, it's Jimmy Butler. He's been to 2 finals. Draymond Green has won 4. Stephen Curry has won 4. Finals MVP. Like Kevon Looney, like all these guys, Gary Payton, Moses Moody. Like there is a lot of championship mentality on this team. So for them to come out with anything but that tonight, be very disappointing.
Well, I think all the young guys that maybe don't have that runway, whether it's Moody has a little bit, obviously, but like I think him, Pajemski, Quinn Post, Trace Jackson-Davis, coming in there. Buddy's been in the league like 10 years.
No, but playoff experience,
I agree, but he also understands like this is rare, right? Because he has been in the league 10 years.
Yeah,
and he doesn't have a lot of these moments. Same for the young guys. It's like, you got to play to prove that you're going to be here next year as well. Because this is a 2-year window outside of this year. I know I'm focused on tonight, but part of these big games is, are you reliable for next year's run and the year after? Because we know this is a very small window that we're operating with. And so I think all these guys, not only are they trying to win tonight, they're also auditioning for next year. There's a lot of pressure.
888-957-9570. Who are you calling out ahead of Game 6 tonight? Again, 6:00, Chase Center. Be there. Get there early. Get there at 5, whatever you need to do. We give you the doctor's note. Tell them you're going to the dentist, Chasky's dentist. You got some stuff to do. You got a root canal. I don't know. Make something up. You know, not anything too serious, but get out of work early. Get there because we need first quarter to be on and cracking at tip-off. And again, Warriors live at 5 o'clock today with Willard and Dids. And we'll have all the pre- and post-game coverage throughout the day. More from Steve Kerr talking about, you know, this team, this Warriors team, they've been through this before.
We've had a lot of situations just like this where you go up 3-1, you know, you come home and you've got a game and, you know, you want to win, you want to take care of business. But it's stressful. It's dicey and, get in line. This is, you know, welcome to the NBA playoffs. This is the whole deal. This is what we sign up for. This is, what the playoffs are about. And, you see it in every other series too. And so, we're in the exact spot that, we wanted to be in when this series started. You know, we're a 7 seed playing a 2 seed, and you know, to be up 3-2 going into, you know, game 6 is where we want to be. But now it's up to us to finish it, and we know we're gonna have to play at a high level to get that done.
Finishing it is so important, and I think first quarter live ball turnovers, the reduction of those, not giving up, you know, Thompson, you know, stripping Curry multiple times near midcourt, fueling their transition game. You've got to stay within arm's reach of this team because it's really difficult to score back to back to back to back on them. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's just the way they play defense and their pace of play. They're going to walk the ball up the floor. They're going to take their time and be methodical. So it's going to limit the amount of possessions in a game. So when you get down double digits, it's that much harder to actually shoot yourself back into it against this team.
888-957-9570. It's a good point. Let's go out to Chris in San Jose. He's been hanging on. He is calling out a Golden State Warrior. 888-957-9570. Chris, long time no here. Good morning, man.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys are having a wonderful Friday today.
Doing great.
Yeah, so I'm looking at Jimmy Butler. You know, really, when you think about the NBA playoffs, you think about superstars. Okay, we're thinking about who's the best players on the court. Those are the people that you want having the ball, controlling the game. A couple things that I think, you know, I really want to see out of Jimmy today is I want to see Jimmy kind of control the pace a little bit. I want to see him get to the free throw line. I want to see him relieve some of that pressure off of Steph. You know, we got Dylan Brooks and Thompson and really anybody that is guarding Steph trying to poke at that thumb that's injured, trying to put pressure on him, trying to poke the ball away from him. We need to get the ball in Jimmy's hands. We need to let him work the paint a little bit, get to the free throw line. I understand that some people are not very fond of Post getting a whole lot of playing time. In my opinion, Post is a rookie. This is his first time in the playoffs. We can't really rely on him to make a big impact in the game. However, whatever the case is, the coaches want him in there. He needs to do his best to play a role. But this is NBA playoffs, guys. We need to get the ball into the hands of the superstars. Jimmy, this is why we brought you here. We brought you here so that you can help us get to the Western Conference Finals. We gave up some key pieces for him. Now that we're here, we're in a great position to lock in this series and move on to the next portion of the playoffs. And in my opinion, it really comes down to Jimmy Butler. We need to get him the ball. We need to get him to the free throw line. And he's got to relieve some pressure from Steph and be the superstar playoff Jimmy that we know he can be.
There you go. He's going Mac. He's going Mac Mall. This is my opinion. I'm not mad at that.
It's a lot of pressure on Jimmy, it feels like. A lot of callers. We get Lady 415 texting and giving the exact same thing. Hey, I wasn't a fan of the Jimmy Butler trade, but now that we're here, he's been a great contributor and a difference maker. I'm not that tremendously impressed. I need more. I need more from you, Jimmy. That's Lady 415. It does feel like it's shaping up. If the Warriors get bounced in this round,
oh wow,
is Jimmy gonna be the guy everyone's like looking at? Jimmy is a part of why we're here.
Well, you know, the first guy, the first guy that's gonna get blamed is Steve Kerr. I mean, that just goes without saying, right? Like, that's what happens in these situations.
Jimmy's compromised.
Okay.
Well, look.
The head coach gets the blame, And then it's going to be the other player that's not named Stephen Curry. That's just what happens.
What about Dre? Like, well, if we're going to go big three and we're going to talk big three, like Dre gets very little scrutiny, I feel like. He has not been great in this series. He's had moments. He's had really good moments down the stretch, which has really impacted winning. But for long stretches, he's been very,
not up to his standard, you would say.
No.
No. It's an interesting one. I hate to even go there right now if they lose the series, but in a way,
I mean, that's the name that keeps getting brought up.
Well, in a way, we're talking about it because next time we're on the airwaves, they might have lost the series. We don't know.
Or they win in advance.
Or they win in advance. We don't know. So that's why these shows are kind of like fun and like interesting, because it's the last time we're talking about it, and it's going to either be tremendous heartbreak on Monday, or it's going to be jubilation, or it's going to be a sigh of relief baked into it. There is no out of those equations. That's all baked into it at this point. So, yeah, I'm not mad at the Jimmy Butler one, but it is an interesting question if they do fall. The blame game, that always happens. And Jimmy Butler, and if he doesn't have a good one, you got playoff Jimmy. I don't know. That's so far ahead, I can't even think about that right now. But it's something that fans are going to be thinking about. That's without a doubt. By the way, fans should be thinking about Shameless Shoutouts coming up in about, 37 minutes. Shameless shout out, 7:45 each and every Friday. Shout out whoever, whatever you want to do. Again, that segment is not about Shasky and I or Sam or Steven. It's about you. It's about the callers. It's about the people. And you can hit us up for shameless shout outs, both on call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And also on YouTube, where we are streaming all day long. Doing call outs today, though, in the meantime. And Blanche from the Bay is calling out someone on the Golden State Warriors. Blanche, good morning. Who are you calling out?
Hey. Dude, Steve Kerr, these lineups are horrendous, bro. I don't see some people I forgot aren't even on our team out on the fucking
court. Oh, yeah, that's tough. Yeah, dump that. Thank you. I told you. They're up 3-2, and I told you. Isn't that just case in point? These guys just can't help themselves. The F-bombs already, they're feeling it this morning. Steve Kerr, we're blaming it. They're up 3-2. Can we take a step back?
Wow, dude.
Take a step back. Steve Kerr was up 3-1. They're up 3-2 now. They've been in this situation before. It's going to be a woosah, people. Why are we all so on edge? That was the one. Like, why are we all on edge right now? You have Jimmy. You got Steph. You got Draymond. Confidence should be sky high, right? Right?
Hey, look, if torture was a term phrased and coined by the San Francisco Giants in 2010.
Yeah, get rid of that, by the way. After you win three World Series, I don't want to hear a lick about torture. Continue.
No, but it's the anxiety of watching sports. Okay. And it's the beauty of it. What?
That's the anxiety song you're hearing everywhere. Anxiety.
I don't think I know that song, but it, that's what this is. This is anxiety. You know, it's the turmoil that you put yourself in when you're a fan. And that's the beauty of it. It's awful and great all at once.
How are you feeling?
I'm way more confident today than I thought.
Why?
Because this is a team that deserves the benefit of the doubt, the BOD.
Oh,
right? Yeah. You have Jimmy, Steph, Dre, Steve Kerr, Looney, GP2. We've been here before. I'm riding those guys. I think the atmosphere is going to be insane. I think these guys understand the magnitude of the moment. It's a must win. They're going to put all their chips in the middle of the table to win this one. I think the first quarter and the defense is going to set the tone for the entire game.
Shasky's confident in the Dubs getting it done tonight. How confident are you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. We'll pick this conversation up on the other side. We got Bonta Hill in studio at 9 o'clock, courtesy of River Islands. Bonta Hill, pre and post game host for NBC Sports Bay Area for the Golden State Warriors. Also tapping into the Giants a little bit. Tough L yesterday, though, for the Gigantes against the worst team in Major League Baseball outside of the White Sox.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who we know Bonte would rather be the White Sox at times, the Colorado Rockies. More Steve Kerr and shameless shout-outs coming up as well. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.